There are a couple of things that I want to reemphasize that Leona has touched on. And one is that the Hawaiian Homelands Trust was established in the early 1920s to rehabilitate the Hawaiian people. And rehabilitation means, in the context of that statute, placing people on homesteads and returning them to the land. And the state of Hawaii has done extremely poorly in accomplishing that goal, and I think that the judge's ruling that the state has breached its trust obligation, is an extremely important milestone in recognizing that the state has not done what it was supposed to do. The other thing that Leona mentioned that I want to emphasize is that this process, what these claimants have been through, this started 20 years ago. In 1991, the state set up an administrative process and encouraged and asked beneficiaries to apply. And these 2,700 people that we represented applied. The state shut down the process in 1999, forcing us to file a lawsuit. So this has been a 20-year battle for these claimants and a 10-year battle for our law firms. But it's certainly a battle that has not resulted in a toll, because over 300 of our claimants have died in the last 10 years. They're in their 60s and 70s, and many more of them are dying. And we are hopeful that we will get some just resolution sooner rather than later to be able to give these people the compensation that they deserve.